One Witness Radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks in Branson, Missouri. And we're going to practice, put into practice, what Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, we've been using Brother Hagin's book, Marriage, Divorce, and Remarried, where he talks about that. And he said, when I first got saved and started in the ministry, I heard someone give this simple rule of Bible interpretation. It registered on me. In studying the Bible, always ask yourself, who's doing the speaking? What are they speaking about? And to whom are they speaking? Now we're going to look in 1 Corinthians, where Paul is writing to the church at Corinth. 1 Corinthians 10:32, give none offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God. Brother Hagin writes on page 18, there are three classes of people addressed in the Word of God, the Jews, God's covenant people, the church, God's own family, and the Gentiles, heathen people, everyone who's not either in the church or a Jew. The Old Testament word for Gentiles is goyim, which means the nations. So I like to say it like this, the Jews, the nations, and the church. Now, we're going to have to watch that, those groups of people, when we rightly divide chapter 24 of Matthew and chapter 21 of Luke. And Mark 13 is also in on this, but we probably won't have time to make it to there. But this is called the Olivet Discourse, because Jesus gave it on the Mount of Olives. He had been with his disciples, who were all Jews. They had been on the Temple Mount, Mount Moriah. And we talked yesterday about how Herod had refurbished the second temple in a more than 30-year building project at the time Jesus and the disciples saw this. And the disciples were just overwhelmed by the size. Herod was an evil man. He had ordered the boy babies killed, but he was a genius builder. And we still have 2,000-year-old buildings standing in Israel that he built. And part of this wall is still standing. Now, the temple itself is not, but the wall, part of it, is still standing, what's called the Western Wall. And now they're finding some of the Southern Wall, too. But when they passed by this place, the disciples said to Jesus, this is Matthew 24, verse 1, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the age? Now they had had time to carefully pose these two questions. They had walked down from Mount Moriah through the Kidron Valley and over unto probably the place of Gethsemane, because the Bible says they often went there to that garden. Number one question, tell us, when shall these things be? Now, what did he prophesy? He prophesied that the temple would be destroyed. Number two, what shall be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? This word coming is the Greek word parousia. It's always used in the papyrus of the times and the other writings that we found of those times of the coming of an emperor or a king. So they're asking him, when are you coming to set up your kingdom, your millennial kingdom? I believe they have no idea that there's almost 2,000 years between these things, the destruction of the temple, and his setting up the age. Now Jesus is speaking to them, they're Jews. And this is a note in the numerical Bible. In Matthew, the Lord deals primarily, now there's a mixture going back and forth between the two, with the second question, where the Jews seem to identify the coming of the Lord with the end of the age. In Luke 21, we have the taking of Jerusalem by the Romans. When shall these things be? Because after Jesus prophesied the destruction of the temple, it was almost exactly 40 years. That's 40 is the number of testing in the Bible. He prophesied that in 30 AD, and Titus the Roman, Titus and Vespasian, destroyed that temple in 70 AD. Now, remember what they say here. We're rightly dividing this thing, and the numerical Bible says that in Matthew, he seems to deal with the second question, which is the end of things, just before Jesus comes and sets up his earthly kingdom here. So he said, verse 4, Jesus said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. He's talking to Jews. Folks, when we rapture out of here, our Bibles are not going with us. Now, we're going to talk about here, he's going to go right down and move into the tribulation period. But we'll just go verse by verse. So he says, verse 5, many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Messiah, and shall deceive many. Well, that's happened through the years. But it's going to happen. There's a 7-year period called the tribulation time. When we get down to verse 8, we're going to talk about that period. Well, let's go there right now. All these things are the beginning of sorrows, King James says, birth pangs. So this is what rightly divides this for us and tells us that he's talking about the end of the tribulation time. Birth pangs. All these are the beginning of birth pangs. Well, if you want to know what these birth pangs are, you have to go back and find out when he talks about them in the Word. Hallelujah. In the Word, we're going back now to Jeremiah 30 and 31, which describe for us the Jews coming home in the last days. Reading from Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 3. For lo, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will bring again or turn the captivity of my people, Israel and Judah, northern kingdom and southern kingdom, saith the Lord. And I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it. They're coming home. They have a covenant for the land. They're going to possess it. Verse 4. And these are the words that the Lord spoke concerning Israel and concerning Judah. Now, folks, you have to know that these are concerning Israel and Judah. This is not words the Lord spoke concerning the church. This is not words the Lord spoke concerning the nations. This is Israel and Judah. I'm going to rightly divide it. For thus saith the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. This is Jeremiah 30, verse 5. We're now to verse 6. Ask you now and see whether a man doth travail with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into paleness. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. For it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck, and will burst thy bonds, and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him, but they shall serve the Lord their God, and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them. He's speaking of a day that is the time of Jacob's trouble. He's speaking of travail. A woman in birth is in a time of travail. Now, when he speaks of the time of Jacob's trouble, the trouble comes, it's the Hebrew word tsar, T-S-A-R, tsar, and it means a narrow place. A narrow place that you are pushed into from outside trouble. It is spoken of as the woman's birth canal. They use this word because a baby comes through that birth canal and there's much pressure and there's pain, but you do get a child out of it. And so it's likened, he likened it in the Old Testament as travail with child. It is the time of Jacob's trouble. Jacob's travail, but he shall be saved out of it. Now, when God speaks of Jacob, it's the flesh lineage of the Jews. He doesn't call them Abraham. He doesn't call them Isaac. Abraham had another son. Isaac had lots of sons. Isaac had another son, but Jacob's sons were all the children of Israel. So he speaks of a time when it shall be Jacob's trouble. This is what we call the tribulation time. The tribulation time. It is called the 7 years of wrath. It's the 7 years the church has been we have been raptured at the marriage supper of the Lamb. But this is the time when Jacob on the earth, God's dealing with him, and he shall be brought up out of it. Praise the Lord. Now, that's the same time that he's speaking of over here in Matthew 24 when he says the birth pangs. He's talking to Jews. They know what Jeremiah said. They know about the time of travail. They know about the birth pangs. So he said, verse 8, all these are the beginning of the birth pangs. All right, let's go back up and see what he says will be the beginnings of the signs of the tribulation. Verse 4, Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Messiah, and shall deceive many. All through the years there have been false messiahs, but during this time here of the tribulation period, they'll still be coming out. And Jesus said, don't believe them. Verse 6, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows, birth pangs. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Well, I'm not being saying hallelujah about the beginning of birth pangs and sorrows, but I'm saying hallelujah about what's going to happen after that. And I know that we are moving toward, for the Jews, we are moving for the nations, for the church, and for the earth, and for heavenly Jerusalem. We are moving toward a future that is bright as God can make it. But in the meantime, there are some judgments. There are some things that are going to be taken out of the earth. And verse 9, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. This is the time of Jacob's trouble. This is not the time of the church's trouble. This is the time of the Jacob's trouble. Then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many, even that false prophet himself that assists the Antichrist. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold, but he that shall endure unto the end shall be saved. Now, this is not a salvation that comes because you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and are born again. This is during the time of the tribulation. And there will be those who endure Daniel's 70th week. This is the 70th week that Daniel is talking about. He that endures unto the end shall be saved. And tomorrow, we're going to look about what Daniel said about it. And this is Billy Brim saying you can get this week's teaching on CD for $5. Just telephone us at 1-800-972-3447. Shalom, shalom.